We're running and gunning and saying our thoughts. Though we have different minds, at the same time we bring the song to help your mind grow in the mental. Give knowledge with advice plus all essentials. So if you haven't heard, then act like you know. It's the Runner and Gunner Show. Runner and Gunner Show. The Runner and Gunner Show.
Instantly within time, that's how we had to do shit. No thin crimes that were coming fluent. My shit is not coherent, everybody has to hear it. That shit is going through mind, throughout the spirits, throughout the times I hear it. Yeah, it's always kicking, that's how we gonna do what the speak is. Instantly within time, that's how we had to do shit.
The Runner and Gunner Show.
It's a birthday. It's a Runner birthday today. Wish him a happy birthday on this Monday morning. It is a Monday morning, everybody. And it is the month of John Lennon. But we're not going to talk about him today. We're talking about Monday.
Monday morning shots.
Monday the 11th, 2021. You're probably speeding through the freeways right now, or in your car listening to this somewhere.
But if
you are in your car, and it is Monday morning, and you are hearing this in the morning.
If you're hearing it, then listen.
Then maybe
you guys have to get into it, because it's going to be fun. So, we have to tell you guys that the traffic's going to slow down very quickly as long as you drive selectively, and we kick that stuff that is always going to be for us.
Yes.
Let's go.
We got a show for you, everybody.
Everything is going down.
What is our first topic? Well,
what is our first topic?
Because it is Halloween. Then we're going to talk some Halloween stories. And our first Halloween story is
our
comedians. And them dying.
Where did they die? How did it happen? Who
comedians
committed?
Die.
And so forth and so on.
Some actually did get committed. But this one, this story today on October 2021, Friday the 13th.
Yep.
Is about them dying. So if you're here Monday morning and you're getting freaked out already, we haven't said anything. All right, everybody, have a Monday morning. That is great, because if you could have a great Monday morning, then you could have a great life. As we always say here at the Runner Gunner Show, everybody enjoy their week ahead. You know, it's going to be a great one. Oh, we got a song of the day that we want you to Spotify immediately after watching this show. After this show is done playing, immediately I want you to go onto your YouTube or Spotify, and I want you to type in this song, and that song is what song is that? We'll get back to you with that one. But we got a question to ask everybody out there. Do you know any comedians who have died? In case you do, write us in. We want to talk about it on the show. Well, not talk about it, but, you know. John Belushi. Sam Kennison. Chris Farley. John Candy. No, not John Candy. Chris Farley. Drugs. Then you got Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman
was married to a lady who, on one day in the summer, murdered Phil Hartman. How did it happen? Well, the details are exclusive. You could find them on the internet anywhere. But what you didn't know was that There was another comedian involved in that situation. And he was the one who supplied. And his demand yielded high investments. For it was in the context of complete liberty that one such should take these narcotics. And it happened so that Phil Hartman was a product. His wife was locked in her bedroom, drew a gun, and shot Phil Hartman to death. Happy Halloween, everybody. It is Monday morning. It is October.
Everybody, that is your gloom of the day. So hopefully you have studied back in those old days and figured it out. Now, the Runner and Gunner Show must go on.
The Runner and Gunner Show must continue.
Of the ghouls and the girls and everything else. This is Runner in the house. Yeah.
Runner.
Everybody who knows us, they cannot control the freaking crazy jolts of volts that we are feeling throughout the shit. So we're about to crack once more again.
Can we crack for Monday?
I think it's another Monday morning crack. So, I would say cheers.
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 Ah, Monday morning crack.
Monday morning cracks. And I hope everybody out there is having the lovely Monday morning cracks.
Me too. I hope and everybody out there is having a Monday morning
crack. Having a beautiful crack in the morning. And beating the traffic wherever you guys are going, wherever your cracks may be. So let's go.
Let's go. All right. So we got Bigfoot. Is he a myth or is he a legend?
Myth.
I'm going to say that the Bigfoot is fake. You know why?
Fake.
One time I heard this guy say that he started Bigfoot in the 50s. All he said was that he made a molding of a foot and sold it to the news. And the news exploited it and blew it up. And then when he died 5 years ago, in his will, he said, I just want to say I'm sorry for lying about the creation of Bigfoot. That's what I heard. So everyone who believes in Bigfoot, the myth has been debunked here on Runner and Gunner Show. Look it up. The guy made it up and put it on the news. All right. We also got another topic of today. And that is sips. And how many of you sip them? Can you gravy yourself some sips? Or can you drink a gravy bowl of sips? Well, let me tell you, you could drink 3 gravy bowls of shrimps if you have the right amount of sips. Everybody, it is Monday morning. Just want to tell everyone out there that if you're here listening, we want you to have a great day. And you just got to have a great day. Be on the road listening to great things. Halloween's coming up. Runner sipped. You know, he's running back and forth to the bathroom, sipped up. But you know, it's his birthday today. Monday. He had a Monday morning sips birthday. And in case that's congruent with all the math that you put behind figuring out what day Runner's birthday really is, then today is his true birthday. So everybody, have a crack for that. Have a crack for Runner. He's just trying to have some sips and chill. Aren't we all? And it's Monday morning. And it's 8 a.m. It was 5 a.m. when we started. Before we started recording, when we got here, it was 5 a.m. We looked at the sun. It was coming up over the hill. And I said nothing because it was too early. And then I had some coffee. And I was like, give me a sip. But there wasn't any sips. So I had to get to the studio. I mean, you know, the studio building in the complex or in our city block at the studio center. We had some sips. And the first ones I cracked were the ones you just heard crack right now. So I am having my Monday morning 8 a.m. sip, having a Heineken on 8 a.m. I mean, on Monday morning, I'm having a Heineken at 8 a.m. on Monday morning for all y'all. Just so, yeah. You think that just because I'm there for you, that you're just going to legitimize me? You can't even control yourself. So, dog, listen to the Runner and Gunner show. We'll show you some guidance and some control. And at least we'll teach you how to do it. But we got another topic. Looks like Runner's still sipped. Sit to the loo. Well, since he's not here, we'll talk about our other topic alone. Oh, here comes Runner. He's got the sips. All right. We'll get back to you after these commercial breaks. Got my new Nikes I can dunk.
You got your new Nikes, how high can you fly?
Well, I'm 7 feet tall, baby.
And how much feet were you before you got your Nikes?
I was only 6'3".
God dang. I gotta go get myself some Nikes.
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 Bigfoot?
Oh, Bigfoot. Okay. Let's go back to Bigfoot. Let's let the music play so they could feel the Halloween segment before we lay it down.
Tree of life, I just me plum. How Bigfoot feels when he's frolicking through the forest. You came along and everything. He does frolic, right? He's like a bear. Still, it's real. Hey, that night. Hey, everybody. Do you believe in Bigfoot? If you do, we're not saying entirely that you're an idiot, but mostly you must be an idiot. Let me tell you the true story of Bigfoot right here.
Tell him, Gunner. Let them know.
Actually, I don't know. But if I did know the answer, I would say blah 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 blah. And I'd school you, and then you'd be and like, you're right.
Be like, yep, that's where they hang out, in that exact family tree that you just described.
All right.
And I'm like, holy moly, you know the family tree to Bigfoot? Oh, my God, thank you for the information. But that information has not been logged out yet.
The family tree to Bigfoot. Yeah, well, oh, I did hear one thing, and I'm pretty certain it's a fact. Yeah, no, yeah, it is a fact.
Runner's back.
The fact is...
Hello, everybody, and Runner's in the house. Yeah, things are going all right.
Oh, yeah, what's up, Runner? You were sick.
I'm back again. I don't know what happened. I just freaking broke out of whatever was going down. So things are feeling really good in this place. So everything is just going as planned now.
Going gravy now.
With our, you know, continuation of the show. And the continuation of the show must go on because there is nothing else I have to say is that we have to continue with this because they need us, and not only that we need them, but they need us. Our yes. Fans that are out there, we are with you guys, and you know that you guys are gonna fill us really soon. And as soon as they do, man, it's gonna be good. We're gonna hang out with a few of them, and then we're gonna go even further than that.
Yep.
But that we're at the first stages of this stuff. This is really good. We're kicking ass. Thank you for whoever sponsoring us at the times that we're doing what we're doing. And that's what we're talking about. Things that are going to haunt your mind. Mostly our money.
Woo! Forever.
And freaking mental breakdowns and shit. But the real stuff that is going to haunt your mind are going to be things that are going to be stabbing them with a knife. If you're going to get stabbed with a knife in your times. And it's going to be freaking Halloween stabbing.
Whoa.
Watch out for the people that are freaking behind you. Every Whoa. Bay of your back.
Oh, man.
Yes, we are going to react with batting bags in your face and other things. My knife is really cold, bringing wow. you to the death state.
I definitely want to see some baddies in some Halloween costumes this year. But as far as Bigfoot, I'm going to tell you right here. They say that people who believe in Bigfoot generally
the body bag
are wrestling. Lower class. Maybe a borderline schizophrenic. Maybe mental issues.
Yeah, well,
you know billionaires don't believe in Bigfoot.
Everybody has their own opinion. That's what the thing is. You know,
but they all
have their own opinion.
Some and I don't make up facts. I just have, talk about that.
It's not schizo. It's not crazy. It's just that their opinions are so strong on one thing that they make their mind so strong on that one thing that their mind goes and it disappears. You know, like
it just
goes on that one thing and then it freaking. Flip flops in its own brain, and that's what happens to those people that are schizo. That's what schizo is called. Crazy people, we don't really mess with on the Runner Gunner Show. We're all about people that want to have a good time and hang out with us. You know, party time all the time. Monday morning, you guys got to get that through that goddamn traffic. Hurry up, you know, weave in and out. Duck in, duck out, you know, find the place where you're going to be in the perfect lane and listen to the Runner Gunner Show every single Sunday.
But, yep, billionaires don't believe in Bigfoot. Can we just say that?
Did they really?
Implement that billionaires.
Did you just say they did or did not or both?
Don't believe in Bigfoot. Ask any billionaire you know. He doesn't believe in Bigfoot.
I only know, like, 0 out of 3.
So I guess that raises the moral issue. Does believing in Bigfoot?
So let me any of one of them lower come to your us finances and affect your finances.
Does believing in Bigfoot? Does believing in Bigfoot?
The defectives of their finances
affect your finances. Wait, does Halloween affect your mind?
In what direction?
That is our next topic.
Directions.
The next topic here at Runner Gunner Show is
the Runner Gunner Show.
How does Halloween affect your mind? My runner, you want to give us a rundown of how that might happen? I'll give you my rundown. Lots of mushrooms and alcohol mixed with binges month. That's how it could affect your mind permanently. Oh, and also the month of the dead. No, that's what Halloween is. Celebrating ghosts, and the dead, and monsters, zombies, and cults, and murders,
death, and graves, and graveyards.
Yep.
And completing everything that we have been saying because things are going down and things are being freaking happening. When me and you have been chilling all the time, we went to the track, we seen some ponies, everybody won, everything was fun.
Yep.
We wish we had a big surrounding around us. We would have been in the middle of the whole thing, announcing what's going on besides the other guy, you know. But everything was fun, and there was nothing that I could say negative about today, pretty much.
Because it's your birthday today. On Monday, the town of him. Oh no, we were talking about how Halloween could affect your mind. Can it?
Yes, it can.
Enough said. All right, well, on to our next topic, which is empanadas. How do you like your empanadas? Hey, everybody out there, if you got your own empanada recipe and you want to send it to the Runner and Gunner Show, that is the Runner and Gunner Show at gmail.com.
And if you want to get at us, we will reply right back as soon as you hit us up.
Yeah.
Because that's how quick we are and how great we are.
The second you hit us up, I'll be clickety click.
Isn't it going like that, yo?
Here we go to my Bluetooth.
Runner and Gunner Show.
I actually got a Bluetooth ring on my finger.
The Runner and Gunner Show.
They call me Ringo. Oh, everybody, we'll come back to you and a lot more. And we'll talk about
the Runner and Gunner Show.
Oprah, after these commercial breaks.
Don't you guys want your shirts cleaned?
Tide, I have everything.
Mr. Tide, could I get some Tide?
I have everything you need to get clean.
Tide. Yeah. All right, everybody. It is Monday morning sip. It is the sip hour. The sippening is starting to go. All right. We got our next topic right here.
What are we going on, Gunner?
Which is...
Tell me what's the next topic, and everybody's, you know, they're all waiting.
Oh, let's talk about more comedians
who died. Let's get out of these freaking traffic lanes.
What are other comedians who've died?
Comedians who've died?
Yeah.
Like Sam Kinison?
Yeah, we already talked about him. He was on heroin. He died in a car crash while shooting up on heroin.
But he was also a great person.
He was also so funny.
Right, how far are we going? I mean, are we going beyond that or are we going recently?
Let's go. Everywhere.
Everybody?
All the comedians. Who?
There's too many.
Audience,
too many.
If you have suggestions that you want us to talk about on next week's show,
you know, then email because us. There's so many of them out there. You know, there's like Richard Pryor.
He died of multiple sclerosis.
MS, yeah, man. But before that, he used to... He had his nose.
Coke Olympics.
You know, he was pretty good.
Him and Red Fox in the '80s used to go over to each other's mansions.
No, that was like late '70s, man.
No, late '70s.
Late '70s, very early '80s. Like late '70s to early '80s.
So
like,
Richard Pryor and Red Fox in the late '70s would go over to each other's mansions, and they'd buy pillowcases of Coke, and they'd call it the Cocaine Olympics, and all they would do was Coke.
Sounds like a fun party, right?
Who knows what else, but
how funny would that be? That would have been really funny.
And so,
that should have been recorded on the album. You know, where's the album of that? Is what I'm asking about. Like, if they did that, why are you going to take your time album? To do that?
I know.
And not put out an album of that.
Come on.
You know, if that is the real truth that people have said, like, hey, man, I'm down to hang with you and go and let's lock ourselves up. We're two of the greatest legends of all time. Let's
just do coke and put it out an album.
And that's what they should have did. And if that would happen, they would have just been considered the greatest of all time.
They still are.
Retired. They did do it. People don't realize that they actually did do it. But it didn't come out the way it should have.
Yeah, they're on too much coke. I mean? And then actually Red Fox died of cocaine.
So did Pryor. Later on.
Pryor got multiple sclerosis, which was part of it. Other comedians who have died, Robin Williams hung himself. He was a comedian.
That's pretty horrible, right?
Lenny's, you don't remember Robin Williams. Back in the day, there was this crazy comedian. And crazy is like not even a word to describe. And later on in his life, he hung himself after a freebase and a bunch of coke or something and died. Oh, what about Chubby from The Little Rascals? He died. He was a comedian. Could you consider The Little Rascals comedians?
Of course. You know, I think they were just about the same time as the Stooges, the Three Stooges. So I think they were... kind of starting something that was already had been going on, because I think the Three Stooges actually started it, which was the pop, like that's it. And then after that, pretty much everything else that they showed was pianos and just, you know, words on the board. You have to go to if you go to the theaters back then, you have to pay some good money. Because it costs a lot of money to go to the streets back then. Because you have to have a live show. It was crazy.
Well, yeah. That's how they used to do it. It was called vaudeville. And, you know, the presentation style was much different than it is today. But Alfalfa from The Little Rascals to bring it back to Halloween, did get stabbed to death. Over $10. He wanted someone to give him the $10 that they owed him back in 1938 or something. And I guess the guy said, I ain't going to give you back my $10 that I owe you. And then he stabbed him to death. And Alfalfa died. And that's what happened to Alfalfa. Actually, I heard that nobody really liked Alfalfa anyways.
The killer's still out there.
John Belushi.
We don't know.
How did he die? I know how he died. He took the meteor-sized speedball to the dome. It took a weekend, but he did it.
Sounds like fun.
He did the speed dome, the speedball of death.
It is a speedball challenge. Challenge your mind.
Oh, John Travolta. Did he die of drugs? Yeah.
Challenge your mind. Challenge your mind.
Who said that? Everybody, we hope you're having as much fun as we are.
The Runner Gunner Show. Yeah, we're having a great time. Things are going good. We are just here, man. It's Monday. Freaking October, everybody's having a good time. The Oktoberfest has begun. People are drinking a lot of beers out there from West Coast, California, all the way to New York, to Germany. Everybody's freaking having a good time, and they're drinking their stouts, and they're getting jacked. And that's a fact, because that's what they always celebrate on the other side of our new allies. And we respect them, but they were psycho back in the day. Thank you, allies. And they're having a good time, too. And they're shipping their actual beer. And then when we drink it, we feel like we're having their in steins on swing. So in steins, and just drink them up and have a good time, you guys. Everybody, whoever is out there, you know, celebrating Oktoberfest. Get your beers, put them up, you know, really high. And make sure that you cheers them in the sky and have another great day. And every single day of this whole month, this is Oktoberfest, so have yourself an Unsoberfest. Great days.
Yep, and to that point, we want you to have the greatest day this week. Get ready, because Halloween's coming up. You know, fast or workout or don't drink until then or whatever you got to do to get ready for Halloween. You know, ladies, you know you're going to have to wear those costumes that are skimpy and You know what it takes. So just chill this week. Have a great week. Just chill, you know. Tell your friends, hey, I'll see you Halloween.
And then you can't hang out this week. You'll see them Halloween. Now it is time for the 2 minute rundown.
The Dodgers. Let's talk about the Dodgers.
In the playoffs.
They killed the Padres.
Are getting their butts whipped.
But they lost the first game. So, yeah. With 50-50, what is going to go down? And also, basketball's coming back.
It's a close game, and it's 1-1.
LeBron James is still in the Lakers.
LeBron James.
And guess what?
Oh, he's Gasol, got some friends.
Gasol is retiring from NBA history.
Gasol retired from NBA history.
And guess what else? The Raiders. What is going on with the Raiders?
Oakland. I mean, are they Oakland?
Oakland?
No, they are not. They're
Las Vegas Raiders. They lost to the Chargers, but what's going on? They got the head in the game?
Chicago Bears this weekend. Let's go.
All right. And then also, you know, AEW announced TBS World Women's Championship title. Belt. Yeah, so that's something I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
Also, what else is going down? There's movies coming out. Video games are coming out. Movies. Oh, the Nintendo Switch OLED was just a release today, or 2 days ago, whatever. It came out.
We already got it.
If you can find it,
we're
going to
get it. If you get it,
in fact, Runner and Gunner, we already have our pairs.
We're going to get it.
We ordered those far in advance, and everybody.
If we get it, we got it.
It is Monday. Take a nap. Have a great week.
Have a great Monday.
Get to work safely.
Drive
and remember,
home safely and drive.
Runner and Gunner Show is there for you. We're here to teach you. We're here to show you what love is. And we're here to be original. When people say that everything that has been said has already been said, well, Runner and Gunner have a lot more to say than that. And I want to tell you much that next week, we will be talking more about murder and death and Halloween.
And Halloween, so
as Halloween comes near, and we will have the Halloween special.
Halloween the Runner and Gunner. The Runner and Gunner day. Show do every Halloween week and day that you have to hear and hear us all the time. So keep listening in.
Keep listening.
Our stuff is the best.
Our stuff is the greatest. Listen to it. We'll see you then.
All the time.
We'll see you then.
And we'll see you until the next Runner and Gunner.
Runner and Gunner.
Show.
Solid.
Runner and Gunner, not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during or close segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, Lennox.